The RBC pool at Mundy Park? The Ani Rink at Poirier Sports and Leisure Complex? What about the Beattie Recreation Center at Fraser Mills? This spring, the City of Coquitlam will hire a consultant to update the Corporate Partners Program and sponsorship policy to find ways to bring down costs for taxpayers for festivals, events and programs. On February 3, the City's Committee and Council unanimously oaked the external review, which will result in a report before Council this fall for consideration, Coun. Dennis Marsden was not at Monday's meeting. According to a report from Michelle Hunt, Coquitlam's Deputy Chief Administration Officer, municipalities in Canada are chasing outside funds to offset the increasingly hefty price tags for community events and programs. And some local governments are receiving up to $30 million a year in sponsorship revenues for companies to get their names out there, support local activities and build connections. Since 2014, Coquitlam's Corporate Partners Program has generated $1.6 million from 200 businesses and organizations, Hunt wrote in her report, noting the program moved from the Parks, Recreation, Culture and Facilities portfolio last year, as part of an organizational restructure, to the Economic Development Division, which reports to Hunt. Currently, the program has a part-time coordinator to solicit partnerships. Hunt said the consultant will take a deep dive into the pros and cons of the current sponsorship program and present options to council that includes naming rights to public assets. A local, regional and national scan will also be conducted to see how other municipalities generate outside cash, and previous sponsors will also be consulted. Eric Kalnins, Coquitlam's Senior Manager of Economic Development, told the committee that all municipalities are trying to get a piece of the pie, as civic bills rise. Everybody is fighting for the same scraps, Coun. Craig Hodge said, but warned that business branding on public facilities can be controversial. Still, Coun. Trish Mandewo suggested the scope of the consultant's work may be too large and recommended the study be narrowed. The Corporate Partners Program and Sponsorship Policy Update is listed as a priority in the city's 2024 and 2025 business plan. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.